This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be confronting the end timers today on the radio program. And I'm going to be going off of some of the responses that we got. And, of course, we're hitting the burnt hippie generation. For those that don't know, and you are end timers, the end times have been at work for a long, long time. But I also want you to keep in mind that nobody knew the times of the end except the Father, as Jesus rightly said. Now, aside of that, I just again want to offer hope here, because I know that these end time ranters, they offer nothing but hopelessness. And again, I'm going to be covering that in just a couple of moments. Now, and it's interesting to note what these burnt hippies had to say in an attempt to justify their end times rhetoric. It's also interesting to note that the up and comings are coming up with ministries called Enduring and Living Through the End Times. So again, what we see is these hypocritical professed Christians taking scripture out of context, proclaiming a rapture, which it does not state in the Bible anywhere, and claiming that they're the end times and there's nothing that we can do about the end times. Now, I'll do more of an exposition in the up and coming moments, but before I do that, I want to get over to a couple things taking place on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. For I've forewarned of some of the things that are taking place over there. Turkish MP, Europe will be Muslim. Europe will be Muslim. The fact is fairly obvious to everyone at this point, in that it is likely why the May government in Britain is moving so swiftly to persecute and destroy all resistance to Sharia and Islamization. The British authorities see the writing on the wall, and well, they should, because they wrote it. The European political elites have the Europe they wanted and made, and for which they are alone responsible. Well, the fact of the matter is, it's not the European political elites that are responsible for the Islamization of Europe. It's the European people that tolerated the crimes of the European political elites. Let's keep that in perspective, okay? But going to a individual, the president of Algeria at the UN in 1974, listen and note the date, at the UN in 1974, he said, one day millions of men will leave the southern hemisphere to go to the northern hemisphere, and they will not go there as friends, because they will go there to conquer it, and they will conquer it with their sons. The wombs of our women will give us victory. This is the president of Algeria at the UN in 1974. What did he know? You might want to ask yourself that question. Folks, if you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, I want to tell you what, this is the fruit of it. And the fact of the matter is, there's nothing that they, for the most part, can do about it at this point, unless the up-and-comings actually stand against the tyrannical rule, and a rule it is, of the European political elites in that particular country. Check out the article, Turkish MP, Europe Will Be Muslim. I also wanted to highlight something that's over on... And again, Prince, you can't make this kind of stuff up. Sons of Liberty Media.com, we just talked about this a week and a half ago. Al Gore, the climate crisis is so bad, it's creating flying rivers and rain bombs. Did you hear this? Al Gore, the climate crisis is so bad, it's creating flying rivers and rain bombs. Wow, really, Al? Really, Al? The urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urgent to rule over them, H.L. Mencken said. The urge to save humanity is almost always a false front to urge to rule. Who's decrying global warming? Who's blowing the trumpet on the behalf of what's taking place on this earth? Do you remember in 2008, Al Gore said the entire North polarized cap will disappear in 5 years? Here we are in 2018. The North Pole ice cap remains. Man, what is this all about? This is about laying another tax upon a people created out of thin air to oppress the people, furthermore, to make billions and billions of dollars, to enslave an up-and-coming generation. Climate change? I have a question. What did we do for 5,000 years before Al Gore got here? Well, let me tell you. It tells us in Ecclesiastes 1:4, generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. Okay, that's cool. That's fair. Line upon line, two, precept upon precept, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it be established. So we have King Solomon, now we have King David in Psalm 119, verse 90, saying, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth." Okay, so it's always about. It's always been here. Why didn't we have global warming issues before Alfred got here, America? Again, folks, you're giving ear to those. As a matter of fact, I have yet to hear with my own ears someone that actually believes climate change. But keep in mind who you're hearing them from. Read John 8:44. There's no truth in these people. We're hearing these statements, these contrived urgencies, per se, that we need to deal with ASAP. And necessity is the plea of every infringement by who? Tyrants. Don't forget that. Yes. We better hurry up and do this. What's the headline? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The climate crisis is so bad, it's creating flying rivers and rain bombs. Again, friends, you can't make this stuff up. Last week, I had shared with you a short article, and it was concerning the issue of climate change. And when I'm done with this segment, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to read this short article that was written to the State Department in October of 1922. Okay? In 1922. Oh, and by the way, just so you know, here's a little salt on your tongue, a little foreknowledge. It's the same talking points they used in 1922 as they're attempting to use on you today. But what's changed? Nothing's changed. We're still here, just like Scripture tells us in Ecclesiastes 1:4 and Psalm 119, verse 90. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. As well as Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Punch in those words, it'll pop up, giving you answers to America's dilemma, biblically and constitutionally, which are line upon line, precept upon precept. The year of our Lord brings to a conclusion in the ending of the Constitution of the United States of America. If you'd like to give us a call at any time, you can do that. That is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Arctic seems to be warming up. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers who sail the seas about the Spitsbergen in the eastern Arctic all points to a radical change in the climatic conditions and hitherto unheard of high temperatures in that part of the Earth's surface. In August of 1922, the Norwegian Department of Commerce sent an expedition to Spitsbergen and Beer Island under the leadership of Adolf Hoyle, lecturer on geology at the University of Christiania. Its purpose was to survey and chart the lands adjacent to the Norwegian mines on those islands, taking soundings of the adjacent waters and making other oceanographic investigations. The letter goes, folks, as follows. again. The Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer, and in some places, the seals are finding the waters too hot to go to, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday from Consulift at Bergen, Norway. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes is what it states. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones. The report continued, while at many points, well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Do you remember when they were pushing this propaganda sometime back, friends? Nancy Pelosi and the criminal foreign sodomite plant, Barack Hussein Obama. Do you remember how it snowed in Washington, D.C., like it never snowed in American history? You remember that? You know, it seems that God has a sense of humor. And it's not so much that he has a sense of humor as he is confronting the lie through a manifestation of who he is. Because in the spirit, which is perpetual, he will always do the right, and he will always uncover the wrong. That's why when I go to Scripture, it tells us in Luke 12:2 that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And it's a fact. And we continuously learn from history that God unveiled it right at the offset to expose the criminal. But people endure the crime for some reason or another, and only later return to the fact that they were shown many years prior to the crimes and how they took place and when they took place. But friends, again, here we have it. We have none other than this whatever you want to call him, Al Gore, this criminal, talking about global climate crisis. And it's so bad, it's creating flying rivers and rain bombs. Wow! That is, you want to talk about embellishment? You want to talk about a fabrication, folks? A sensationalism. My goodness, Al is just great at what he does, isn't he? As everybody's laughing at him and he doesn't know it. The fact of the matter is, friends, you need to understand that these people are serious and they're sick in the mind. Again, the headline on sonsoflibertymedia.com is the climate crisis is so bad, it's creating flying rivers and rain bombs. And here is the state-controlled media to give him headlines once again. So it's not just Al, folks, that's promulgating these fabrications. It's others that want to lay another tax on the people, not just in the United States, but on a global scale through the UN. And it's something we must address, they say. And again, looking at how they're sensationalizing the headlines. The climate crisis is so bad, it's creating flying rivers and rain bombs. Again, friends, you just can't make this up. Read Psalm 119:90 and read Ecclesiastes 1:4 when you get a moment. I want to go over to confronting the end timers. This is something that bothers me. We were talking yesterday about an individual we're going to hopefully get in contact with and have him on the radio up and coming. He was the one that was predicting that Donald Trump was going to be in office. Now he's predicting that Donald's not going anywhere. And I have some issues with the things that he's saying, and so does Scripture. And if you read the end of Revelations, friends, it says, he who adds to or takes away from these words of prophecies, the curses will be added unto you. You can also read Deuteronomy 18 and Deuteronomy 13 concerning false prophecy. Now, I'm not going that far with this individual, but I'm just saying that what he is saying and what he is declaring is countering Scripture. And if it counters Scripture, then I have a real problem, and we need to call him out for who he is. But the fact of the matter is, let him tell us exactly what he means through and through in all fairness. One of the other things he was talking about yesterday was gloom and doomers. As you all well know, that we are not doom and gloomers here. You know, let me give you a little story real quick before I get going on this topic, the end timers. It's interesting to note that my wife's dad is a pastor, and he was raised up in the 60s and the 70s. And in my generation, I've been serving my generation for the last 20 years. And the generation up and coming behind us, and the older generation, as a matter of fact. In saying that, it's interesting to note that everywhere we go, we track people. Law to grace. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. And it's also interesting to note that my father-in-law, who was raised up in the 60s, the burnt hippie generation, it's interesting to note that he went to a Cher concert to track them people. And now, you all well know who's going to come and listen and watch Cher. That's going to be the same generation that she was a part of. Remember Sonny and Cher? Remember that hippie duo that they had going back and forth, husband and wife, constantly degrading one another in humor, I guess, back in the 60s? In the 70s? Well, he went there and he actually tracked those people that went to see Cher. And he said, more than not, people were refusing to take my tracks. More than not, people were refusing to take my tracks. In other words, the hippie generation didn't want anything to do with Jesus Christ. And he put in parallel the time that he went out to a concert where a rapper was performing. And he was tracking people before they went inside of the stadium or in the venue. And all those kids, the young kids of today, received those tracks. So it's a generation that has, in so many different ways and aspects, refused Christ. I mean, it's this generation that has served up a false grace. It's this generation that has served up a false love, and now the new and up-and-coming generation is eating the very fruits of that lawless, false gospel that's been presented to their generation that they're trying to dump on us. Now, what's also interesting to note is these up-and-comings that are proclaiming gloom and doom. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, for the most part, friends, you need to keep in mind that this is the hippies proclaiming their false gospel to the rest of the world. And also keep in mind that it is these hippies that are proclaiming their faithless inaction towards the rest of us by saying there's no hope, there's nothing we can do about it. Jesus is going to come and rapture us from responsibility rather than keep his commandments, and you don't have to do anything about it. Now, firsthand experience shows me that if you've ever taken the time to go to one of these meetings, these end-timer meetings, I've been to one, and that was enough for me. I mean, folks, I sat there and I listened to their hopelessness. I sat there and listened to them try to motivate people to accept Jesus Christ through the fear of circumstance rather than through godly repentance, Acts 20, verse 21. And after listening to it for about an hour and a half, I mean, the only thing that I wanted to do at that point, this is 25 years ago, was go to a hardware store and get some rope and go hang myself somewhere. And I'm not kidding you. Because when you leave these false gospel meetings, friends, of these end timers, that's all they do is preach nothing but hopelessness. Well, that's not the Bible, friends, because regardless of how dark it gets, the light's always shining in Jesus Christ as long as we're willing to go to him. Just like the lighthouse continuously reflects its light during the storms, friends, we just have to go to the light and know him for ourselves. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're going to get back to the end timers right after this.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, the lines are wide open for you. 1-866-582-9933. End times. You know those that are crying about every little thing that goes wrong? Instead of correcting the wrong, they look to another Jesus who will come and rapture them out of where they are and rapture them from responsibility. You all know who I'm talking about. Again, by the way, the word rapture appears nowhere in the Bible. These people in their unregenerate state even look for excuses as to why they should write a book every year, like Hal Lindsey, about why Jesus is coming back in that particular year. And he's been doing it for how many years? And every year he's got another reason Jesus is coming back. Instead of writing about what God has commanded the church to do, he wants the people to sit back hopelessly and wait for Jesus to come do for them what they're unwilling to do through commandment and their supposed love for God. Nothing but hypocrites. That's it. Period. And when I said they're in their unregenerate state, they are. They're not saved to the Spirit of God. They're not overcoming. They're succumbing. And these people offer hopelessness in nothing less and else, folks. Again, these people offer hopelessness. And instead of them taking responsibility, as I just said, and keeping the commandments of God, they throw off God's commandment as a legalistic instead of showing their love to the one that died for them. Read 2 Corinthians 5:15. I mean, these are those who the Lord warns about in Psalm 78, verse 5 through 10. Listen carefully and tell me, does this identify these end timers? For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. He said to make known to their children, friends, God's moral law through testimony, which was commanded by God to our fathers. He didn't say anything about offering hopelessness in inaction to bring about resolve concerning the issues at hand in America by waiting for Jesus. But no, these burnt hippies have been teaching people for a long time in this country to go ahead and do nothing because Jesus is going to rapture us at length from our responsibility. Nothing could be further from the truth scripturally. He goes on, Psalm 78, verse 5 through 10. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. If I stopped right there, I could also tell you that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born. Well, let me tell you something, friends. 56 million people, young people, children, have been aborted in the womb because these pro-rapture from responsibility false gospel goons have failed to keep the commandments of the Lord. Instead of standing against corruption in obedience to God's moral law, where the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, they just went along with the sanction. And instead of actually standing up against the illegalities of abortion and every other thing that has come to pass since the 60s, friends, in this country, no, they just sit back, they have another meeting, raise thousands of dollars, and promote nothing but the fear of consequence rather than the fear of God. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. That the generation might know them, even the children, what should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God. How many times have I ended this show with the hope is found in what you do with the truth given? Exactly. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, what He has done and what He is doing, but keep His commandments. And this is the furthest thing from their minds, friends, in the keeping of His commandments. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation set not their heart aright, whose spirit was not fixed in direction, steadfast with God. Scripture tells us the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in His law. Isn't that interesting? Any questions, comments? Any conflict of interest concerning your message if you're an end timer? 1-866-582-9933. Instead of the law converting the soul, Psalm 19:7, they use fear and the fear of consequence as the fear master to bring them to another Jesus who is in truth an enemy to our souls. Yet Scripture states that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. And what's worse is that these fuel fear at every opportunity they have while they sit there and attempt to oppress the next generation with their lawlessness and their faithlessness. These do not preach Christ crucified. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming. You all know what I'm talking about. It's a false gospel. Period. They preach, get ready, fearful flock. Jesus is coming. There's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing 325.7% of the people in this country can do concerning the 1.7% that are attempting to destroy us. And let's not look to the works of God when, in fact, when we were founded as a nation, 13 colonies and 56 signers were used by God, less than 3% of the population, to establish what we have over 240 years later. Well, wait a second. That is the works of God. Look what He did. Now America is being judged by less than 3%. God used less than 3% to establish who we are today. Now less than through a blessing. And now less than 3% of the population is being used to destroy this country, and they are magnifying the 1.7% these end timers are. 1-866-582-9933. Man, I'm telling you what, the comments after I wrote this article are many. The lines are wide open. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, these people, they don't preach that we're overcomers, but rather submitters to the next author that writes a book about how bad everything is and that there's no sense in lifting a finger to help our posterity. They don't preach greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. How contrary to the Word of God. And yet these people will pack their little gatherings with 2,000 and 3,000 people, and they'll have every expert to tell them how bad things are, and then they'll have these false gospel preachers get up and say, there's nothing that we can do, let's take an offering, and let's go to the next city to oppress them too, in hopelessness and faithlessness. It's exactly who these people are. Get around them. They're worthless. They're not even good for the devil, friends. Jesus taught his disciples to seek and save that which is lost, to go to the highways into the hedges, to go to the fields and to reap the harvest. But again, these are exposed for what they leave undone. Did you hear me? Through omission. And this is clearly a lack of Christianity. And friends, quote me on this. Hold me to this. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. I say to the older generations who teach hopelessness, you will and you are despised for what you leave undone. You do realize that. You're seeing that happen today. For everyone sees your lack of Christianity, your godlessness. And by the way, what Bible are you reading that you would teach the opposite of what Scripture teaches us? From the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, Scripture teaches us, no matter what state we are in, that God is willing to give the church what it's always willing to fight for. The problem is you people don't teach other people to fight the good fight of faith. No, you teach them to throw their hands up in the air and say, Jesus is coming to rapture us from responsibility. When I hear these people say things that they say, because it goes no further than their mouths, you know, they honor Jesus with their lips, but their hearts are far from him in obedience. I wonder, where is Jesus in your gospel? Where is God in the message? Because when I read the Word of God, I said nowhere, that we are promised to feed except in our disobedience towards God. Because you can find in Scripture nowhere, let me reemphasize that, you can find in Scripture nowhere where God does not answer a faithful man. You can see nowhere where God leaves men in the hands of the oppressor, namely those that are willing to keep the commandments of the Lord. You can find it nowhere where he offers the church defeat. You can find it nowhere where you see the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Jesus Christ ever fail a faithful man of God. You cannot show it to me in Scripture. But this is what they continuously highlight. I said I see nowhere, and I said nowhere that we are promised defeat except in our disobedience towards God. Furthermore, Scripture teaches us that we are not to limit the Holy One of God. We're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. Instead, we are to respond to God's command and take His promises by faith. You know, one of the gripes that I have in my ministry more than anything, and it's not the Lord that's the problem. It's me. Always seeking for the answer to find the path which is straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Matthew 7, to do or to get a hold of that which I don't have a hold of yet, to do more. I'm always looking for more to do, regardless of how many people have been to my offices, regardless of how many people have seen the mat concerning the works that we have done. It's always, I haven't done enough. I can do more. When we talk to people that support the ministry, we're always talking about how we can do more, not less. You study the men of God in the past, or even in the present, you will see men that have literally turned the world up right side. They turned it right side up, forgive me, right side up. And we all know these men of God through their trials and tribulations to those that enter into the kingdom of God. You know, Acts 14:22, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. and they will always be identified as saying that they didn't do enough. But the end timers, they preach just the exact opposite. You don't have to do nothing. Just put your hands up and praise Jesus through your inaction and wait for him to rapture you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Getting to the Sons of Liberty. I have a, I'm going to give you one quote on this article, and I'm going to continuously write it out until the end of the hour here. But one guy responded to the article. Jesus said, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather. For the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather today. For the sky is red and lowering. Oh, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the sign of the times. Matthew 16:2-3. In an attempt to pervert scripture, to attempt to justify his inaction. Faith without works is dead, as the body is dead without the spirit. Hello? James 2:14-26. Read it when you get a moment, friends. Now let me take you over to scripture. Deuteronomy 4. Now therefore listen carefully, O Israel, his people, that's you and me if we're found in Christ, unto the statutes and unto thy judgments, which I teach you for to do them, that you may live and go possess the land, drive out previous occupants, and possess in their place the land which the Lord your God of your fathers have given you. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. But you that did cleave unto the Lord your God are all alive, every one of you this day. Read 1 Corinthians 10 in contrast, by the way. Going back to Deuteronomy 4, verse 5, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Now here's the key. Here's the kicker.
Verse 6, Deuteronomy 4, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all of these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? Now, I can hear some biblically illiterate, here's an answer back for you, saying, well, that's the Old Testament. Jesus never came to abrogate the moral law, the Torah, in any sense of the word, outside of ceremonial law, which was fulfilled in Christ. There is your error. And there is the answer through correction, that you might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Make distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. Make a distinction between ceremonial law and moral law. Christ never came to abrogate the moral law of God. Read Matthew 5 when you get a moment. Going back to these do-nothings, these end-timers, when I read the book of Psalm, I see where David bore his cross, but God always gave him the victory. My Bible teaches that God is the deliverer, and when we take heed to his word, he gives us the victory every time. Can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying this? This is it. It's all over with, man. Jesus is coming to get us out of here. Hey, John. Hey, Benny. Hey, Robert. Hey, Thomas. Hey, George, man, there's nothing we can do. Absolutely nothing we can do about it. Let's just create and pervert Scripture and begin to teach people there's no hope, there's nothing we can do. I mean, we have the British Empire ready to wipe us out. They're going to take us down. We have the British on our lands, 13 colonies, and their homes are occupied by the British. We're being taxed to death. And they are the strongest military might known to mankind. There's nothing we can do. And by the way, concerning the Declaration of Independence and the ratification, folks, it's interesting that there were people inside that were speaking the way that the end-timers were speaking. They thought it was better to be enslaved to the British rather than to be liberated under God. And see, our forefathers knew that there was no king but King Jesus, and they made an appeal to heaven, and those were the two flags that were flying, and God gave them the victory because they stepped out in faith, like John Adams rightly said. You know, I want to tell you something, friends. When you sit there and you pray and ask the Lord to give you more faith, keep in mind it's like someone saying, Lord, teach me how to swim. Because when you're asking the Lord to teach you to have more faith in a swimming pool, keep in mind he pulls out the bottom end that you might start to doggy paddle, that you might start to move your arms and kick your legs so you can grow up, just like the military does. Isn't that interesting? Don't ask the Lord to grow you up in faith unless you're willing to start moving. Because faith requires and it demands, it obligates the individual to respond to what he's asking God for. That there might be a chronos and a kairos moment. Let me go back to this, friends. In contrast to the end timers today, can you imagine our forefathers back in the 1700s saying, this is it, it's all over with, Jesus is coming to get us out of here? No, our forefathers responded to God, they took heed unto him, and bestowed upon God, that being, bestowed upon them the victory throughout the Revolutionary War. See, they saw their responsibility and answered the call. America, we can call upon the God of our fathers even now. His name is Jesus. He will answer. It's probably going to be the way that you don't want him to answer. See, my prayer when I came to the Lord by the moving of the Holy Ghost and his will, not the will of the flesh, but the will of the Spirit, he came into my life to show me who I was and to show me who he was. Jeremiah 33, 14 through 15 says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land through his church. That's who David was. He was set forth to bring judgment upon wickedness, that God might set a light through judgment, the magnification of the law unto judgment, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Read Isaiah 51:4 when you get a moment. All these end timers, it's nonsense. Yes, Scripture talks about it, but don't sit there and surrender before you've even tried and proven the God of Israel. You weaken your own testimony, in which most cases you don't even have. I mean, we go on to bigger things, and we go from faith to faith. Okay, and you're not going to understand the greatness of God, like when Scripture comes into play where it says, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things which you know not, until you first do the little things. Folks, going back to our forefathers, they didn't lay down, they stood up and fought. They fought and secured their posterity. They didn't fall to circumstance. They sought God, and God heard, answered, and set the record straight that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God showed Himself strong on their behalf. Our forefathers pledged the high cost of their lives, fortunes, and sacred because they understood the cross, in which Jesus said, those that follow me must deny themselves and take up their cross. Our forefathers paid with their blood to redeem us through their sacrifice, and we call them blessed. I mean, many people call this World War II generation the greatest generation ever. There was something special about that time. There's no doubt about it. But I don't want to be one that sits back and talks about how awesome God is unless I can experience the God of Israel. When He says He looks to and fro upon those in this earth whose hearts are perfect towards them, that's a work of the Holy Ghost, regeneration and renewing, read Titus 3, that He might show Himself strong on their behalf. Folks, the way that we express our gratitude to these that gave so much is to honor them with our actions and magnifying what they died for. First the Christ, then our forefathers. First the Christ, then our veterans. I end with the words of John Adams. Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Half the pains to preserve it. How do we justify these people? How do they justify themselves? They can't. And furthermore, Scripture tells us that the times of the end are only for the Father to know. So that pretty much shoots down all of this false, hopeless, faithless gospel that's being preached to these burnt hippies, friends. All hour, my lines have been open to receive phone calls. I don't want your emails. I don't want your texts. If you can't get on the radio and confront me with Scripture, I don't want to hear it through writing in any sense of the word. Or phone calls or messages later on. Nope, that's why the phone lines are wide open. Friends, I get them all the time. They get on the radio. They don't. They fail to do so. But I get the phone calls all day long. I get the emails all day long telling me where I was wrong and telling me where I was right. And again, that's why the radio and the radio lines are open to you, so the people in 95 different outlets across this country and in 53 countries can hear what you have to say. The fact of the matter is, we didn't receive any phone calls today for the very purpose that you can't justify the end times message. God is proving His church always. And it's time to stand up and play the man. It's time to stand up and be counted, friends, that heaven might pay attention and that we might pay attention to heaven. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.